Good evening, everybody. Thank you for attending. First, I would like to begin to acknowledge the Wolmun people as the traditional custodians of the land we are meeting on today and pay respect to elders past, present, and well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual, and educational practices of Aboriginal people. Councillors, ensure that your microphone is on and speak clearly because this meeting is recorded. Attendance, we've got an apology from Gary Ventris and Hans Brandel, leave of absence, Andrew Riley, public question time. Is there any disclosures of interest? Nothing noted. Public question time. Public question time is limited to a total of 15 minutes in duration. We've got some responses from previous questions, which is noted in the minutes if anyone needs that detail. Confirmation of the minutes. Can I get a mover to read that? Councillor Van Heerden, second, Councillor Lewis. The minutes of the special council meeting held on Monday, 24 March 2025, be confirmed as true record of proceedings. Anyone wants to speak for or against the item? Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Council Resolution 2625, can I get somebody to move them to read? Councillor Lewis, second, Councillor Van Heerden, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, 26 March 2025, be confirmed as true record of proceedings. Either of you have a point? Seconder? Anyone else wants to? Can I put it to a vote? Everyone for? Carried 4-0. Reports of officer, point 9.1, development and community services. Development application extractive industry lot 92 Albany Highway, Crosman. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Lewis, seconder. Councillor Carrot. please see the attached. That council approved the development application for industry extractive gravel pit at lot 92 on diagram 100666 South Crossman Road and lot 9 on plan 4850 Albany Highway, Crossman, persuasion to schedule 2 part 9 clause 68 of the planning and development regulations 2015, subject to the following conditions. The conditions include all the points mentioned, point 1 to 16, and advice A to J. Anyone would like to comment on that? Councillor Lewis?
I think it's just extending. It's just virtually extending what is already happening there. We've had no problems with it, so Councillor, we're happy for it to go on.
Thank you, Councillor Carrot. Anyone wants to speak for or against the item? Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Carried 4-0. Item 9.1.2, development application for family daycare, lot 3, Bannister Maradong Road, Boddington. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Van Heerden, seconder Councillor Lewis. That council approved the development application for family daycare at lot 3 on diagram 62314, Bannister Maradong Road, Boddington. Items 1 to 7 and advice I and B. Would you like to speak to that, Councillor Van Heerden? Councillor Lewis?
Yeah, just that I think it's a service that's needed in town. It has been working well and it's really just a change of location. So, yeah, I'm in favour of it.
Thank you, Councillor Lewis. Anyone wants to speak for or against the item? Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Carried 4-0. Item 9.1.3, Boddington Swimming Pool Improvement Works. Can I get a mover to read the motion? Councillor Carrot. Councillor Lewis seconded. Councillor Carrot, would you like to speak to the item?
Just to the item, it's time to spend a bit of money and refurbish the change rooms and give it a coat of paint.
Let me read the item, that council allocate 150,000 towards the refurbishment of the change rooms and 20,000 towards painting at the Boddington swimming pool to be funded by item A to C, and note that other items identified during the March 25 site visit by councillors will be considered as part of the 25-26 budget process. Anyone is going to speak for or against the item? Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Item 9.2.1, appointment of committees. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Lewis, seconded.
Second.
Councillor Carrot. That council authorised the following changes to appointments to group and committees. Peel Regional Leaders Forum, Delegate Eugene Smolberger, Proxy Deputy Shire President Paul Carrot. I think that's a mistake. Okay, sorry, no. Peel Zone, Delegate Eugene Smolberger, Delegate Paul Carrot, Proxy Chief Executive Officer, Age Accommodation Project Steering Committee, Delegate Eugene Smolberger, Delegate Paul Carrot, Delegate Lee Lewis, Hotham Williams V-Rock, Delegate Eugene Smolberger, Proxy Paul Carrot. Would anyone like to speak to the item?
No.
Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Carried 4-0. Item 9.2.2, superannuation contribution for elected members. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Lewis. Second, Councillor Carrot. The council resolved to pay superannuation contributions to elected members in relation to the meeting fees and Shire President and Deputy Shire President allowance only from 1 July 2025 at a rate equivalent to the compulsory employer contribution required under Superannuation Guarantee Administration Act 1992, require elected members to submit their nominated superannuation fund details in writing to the Chief Executive Officer by 30 June. Note that the elected members may opt out of receiving compulsory superannuation contributions if they provided written advice to the Chief Executive Officer at any time. Would you like to speak to the item, Councillor Lewis? Councillor Carrot?
No.
Anyone wants to speak for or against the item? Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Item 9.2.3, 2025 ordinary council election. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Lewis, second. Councillor Van Heerden. That council declare in accordance to section 4.204 of the Local Government Act 1995, the electoral commissioner to be responsible for the conduct of the 2025 ordinary election together with any other elections and polls which may be required. Decide in accordance with section 4.161 of the Local Government Act 1995 that the method of conducting the 2025 ordinary council election will be a postal election. Would you like to speak to the item, Councillor Lewis?
I think it's all fairly, you know, standard, so we sort of better to go with it.
Thank you. Councillor Van Heerden. Anyone wants to speak for or against the item? We put it to a vote. Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Item 9.3.1, payment listing. Can I get a mover to read the item?
I'll move.
Okay, Councillor Carrot and second Councillor Van Heerden. That council received the list of payments for the month ending 31 March 2025 as presented. Would you like to speak to the item, Councillor Carrot?
No.
Councillor Van Heerden? Anyone else has got... Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Item 9.3.2, financial report. Can I get a mover? Councillor Lewis, second. Councillor Van Heerden, that council receive the financial statements as presented for the period ending 31 March 2025. Councillor Lewis? Councillor Van Heerden? Anyone else that wants to speak for or against the item? Put it to a vote. Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Item 9.4.1, budget amendment, 4.5-ton truck replacement. Can I get a mover to read the item?
I'll move.
Moved Paul Carrots, second. Councillor Lewis. That council approves a budget amendment of 17,250 in 24-25 for the replacement of a tipper truck, resulting in a total allocation of $67,570. Would you like to speak to that, Councillor Carrots?
No.
Councillor Lewis? Anyone else want to speak to the item? Can we put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 4-0. Okay. I would declare the meeting closed at 5:42.